Well, good evening again, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the home studio. A bit of a wet Wednesday morning. Greetings to everybody listening, whether on Wednesday night in Oakland on Planet FM, Christchurch Saturday night, Wellington Capity Coast Sunday, and other people listening around New Zealand and around the world on planetaudio.org.nz. The programme brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening, hope you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. The background there, we have Stockton's Wing with the Master's Daughter. And first up tonight, we're going to have a song called The In 17. But this is not by the Saw Doctors. This is by Tula, Tulu McKay. And this was played, I think, on New Year's Eve 2021. And I'll be on The In 17 this day month on my way back to Kilcare. Yes, that's a beautiful version of the In 17, a song made famous by the Saw Doctors, and that was Tula McKay. And but the Saw Doctors, they're on the road at the moment. They're playing the London O2 Academy in Brixton on the 25th, that's this week. and then they're playing Manchester on the 2nd of December and Glasgow. So big tour for the Saw Doctors, the lads from Tuam. Anyway, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you, as I said, each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Just looking at the headlines from RTE website, average advertised rents up 14% in the third quarter, according to a latest report out there. And what else is happening? Leona Maguire rises to a new high in the world rankings. Those of you who follow golf, there was a head-to-head between Leona from Cavan and Lydia Ko from Auckland on Saturday, on Monday mornings, Sunday afternoon, Florida time. And Lydia came through winning by two shots and picked up over $2 million in prize money. But a big payday for Leona Maguire, who rises up to 11th in the women's world rankings. Other news here, not good news in the Independent. Ballyfermot assault, Garda beaten with his own torch, left with horrifying injuries as a female colleague also hurt. That was on Monday night. What else is happening? Josh van der Flyer was voted best senior rugby player of the year at the awards. So the night, a lot of people in New Zealand weren't too happy with that. Bad news for some poultry farmers with a number of farms in the Monaghan area having to cull their herds as a result of this bird flu. But I see they're getting compensated by the government to the tune of just over 2 million. But it's a terrible disaster, especially for farmers that would have turkeys leading up to their busiest time of the year. I'm going to play a special song now. Well, two songs. We're going to play Cavan Girl. We'll put in, say this as well for Leona Maguire. But I want to play a song for new listeners I've picked up here. That's Seamus and Alice Higgins, who are packing the bags after 2 months here in New Zealand, visiting their son Paddy and his wife Helena and their granddaughter Anna. They'll be heading back to Enniscrone in Sligo early next week. And Seamus from Ballyborough and Alice from Kinvara. So we thought we'd play a Cavan song and a Sligo song. And to be mind, we've thrown in the Galway one there, the what do you call it, in 17. So up first tonight, and we'll, as I said, include Leona in this, Paddy Riley and Cavan Girl.
As I walk the road from Kilsham Road, weary I sit down, for it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan Town. The water and the road I go, once seen beyond compare. Now I curse the time it takes my cabin girl so fair. The autumn shades are on the leaves, trees will soon be there, and each record will leave around me seems the colour of her hair. My gaze retreats, defies my feet, and once again I sigh for the broad
Right, Celtic woman there and Isle of Innisfree, and before that Paddy Riley with Cavan Girl, and playing them songs to bid farewell to Seamus and Alice Higgins, heading back after a few months here visiting Paddy and Helena and granddaughter Anna. And we'll be back home with the Irish members of the family for Christmas. So great to catch up with you when you were here, Seamus and Alice, and learned a few things from you on the golf course as well. So safe trip back home. You're listening to Ireland Calling, and it's brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, Ireland won its last rugby game at the weekend for the November series. Didn't play that well, but they got away 13 points to 10 over Australia. But Johnny Sexton had to pull out just before the start of the game, and it just goes to prove how vulnerable Ireland are without their talisman Sexton. So unfortunately Joey Carberry had been injured the previous week, so he was out for 3 weeks. So there was a chance for Jack Crowley to come in, this young guy from Munster, who's been on the scene for 2 years but not getting much game time, and he played about 73 minutes before being replaced. And then Leinster second string to Johnny Sexton Byrne came on and kicked a penalty that got Ireland over. So this time next year we'll all be looking back and wondering what happened, or what did happen, for better for worse, at the World Cup. It'll be all over. Many tributes still paid to Vicky Whelan, who passed away last week. Vicky had a very private funeral on Friday, because she had gone out and said that on the record that she didn't want aide de comms or any VIPs coming to her funeral. And lovely tributes paid to her on the Late Late Show on Friday night by Ryan Turbridge. Now, speaking of the Late Late Show, one of its biggest audiences every year is the Toy Show, and that comes up this Friday night in Ireland, or Saturday morning here in New Zealand. So you can watch it free online on the RTE player. It's usually a night of fun and excitement, and there's always some surprises there of celebrities coming in, and it's good entertainment. And you can watch it here from the comfort of your home in New Zealand if you're listening, obviously Saturday night. By the time you listen to this in Christchurch or Sunday, it'll be over, but you can watch it on the Realplay radio or the app, the RTE player app. Right, we'll move on with more music, and then I'll come back and have a look at some of the county finals and inter-club matches that took place there at the weekend.
Really matter if the coast is clear.
Beautiful song there, that's Sinead Lohan and Sailing By, and don't go sailing away anywhere yet. You got another 40 minutes of me here, listening to me, Ireland Calling. We'll dig into, what do you call it, some of the papers and find out what was happening. Anyway, the World Cup in soccer got a lot of publicity in the papers on Monday and Tuesday, and it wasn't all bad news for Irish golfers. Rory McIlroy won the DP, what do you call it, World Tour Championship standings. He finished up on that. First time he's done it in about 12 years. Hasn't played a lot on the European Tour. And Seamus Power is leading the FedEx standings in America. So that's good for him. But lots of, what do you call it, publicity about the World Cup in all the papers and in Monday. But there's a number of people that are probably not going to watch it because of all the stuff that's happened out there in, what do you call it, Qatar, with building these stadiums. Oh, dear, sorry, sneeze there. Anyway, Ireland had a 1-0 victory over, who did they play at the weekend? But it was Malta, pretty, what do you call it, bad game. But there was a bit of a bad pass by one of the Maltese players that led to Ireland winning. But certainly Ireland not, you know, playing the way that they should be. And I'd say Stephen Kenny will be worrying leading into the Euro qualifiers later this week, this year, or next year, sorry. Right, we'll move to GAA, the Munster Senior Hurling Championship. This was semi-final, I think, or might have been the final. Ballygunner 220, Napiershey from Limerick 215. So champions prevail in an incredible clash of club juggernauts. And Finbarrs come up short, so near, but yet so far, Cork champions St Finbarrs, who defied the odds for so long with 14 players, only to come up short against Ballygee in an agonising fashion in a game that went down to the very last puck. And weather was atrocious in Ireland at the weekend, but certainly, you know, it didn't affect some of the quality of some of the football being played. Anyway, we'll go with full results here. Connacht Senior Football Championship semi-final. Moy Cullen from Galway 2-8, Strokestown from Roscommon 17 points. And that was after extra time. So Moy Cullen, odds on favourites to win that game. So it must have been a very tight game until extra time. But obviously Galway side scoring a couple of quick goals. I must pay compliments to my own Kilkerran Clonbearn ladies team. They won the Connacht Championship final on, what do you call it, Sunday. And they're now in the All-Ireland semi-final. I think they're playing a team from Wexford. Munster Senior Hurling Championship semi-finals. Ballyhea from Clare 1-12, St Finbarrs Cork 14 points. 1 point win there. And Ballygunner, yeah, Waterford 2-20, Napiershey 2-15. So it'll be Ballygunner from Waterford taking on Ballyhea from Clare in the final. Now the Ulster Club Senior Hurling Championship semi-final. Snocknield from Derry 2-24, Portaferry from Down 11 points. Galway, St Thomas's 1-17, Loughrea 20 points, and that game will have to go to a replay. And the Connacht Club Senior Football Championship semi-final, Turlestrand from Sligo 8 points, St Mary's Kiltochart from Leitrim 6 points, and Leinster Senior Football semi-finals, the Downs Westmeath 2-12, Rathaut from Meath 17 points, and Kilmacud Crokes from Dublin, they were 1-12 winners to 4 points over Port Arlington from Laois. So they're all the big games that were played there in Ireland last weekend. Sean Kane and the man from Connemara.
the stones, the ocean tumbled in his bones. His heart was tempered by his throne, the man from Connemara. He always stood out from the crowd, this noble horse, both strong and proud. He liked to speak his thoughts out loud, the man from Connemara. When he was young, he took a mind to leave his native home behind. Meet any challenge he would find, a man from Connemara. He made his way across the sea and started his own family. He never lost his dignity, a man from Connemara. He spent stones, the ocean tumbled in his bones. His heart was tempered by his own, the man from Connemara. He carved his place in foreign lands and forged a new life with his hands. And by his word he'd always stand, the man from Connemara. His life was written in his songs, his melodies were old and strong. They teach you how to think of love, the man from Connemara. He spent his youth among the stones, tumbled in his bones. His heart was tempered by its throne, the man from Connemara.
Right, Sean Keane there, and a lovely song, The Man from Connemara. Beautiful singer, Sean Keane, and has produced some wonderful songs. Welcome along. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling. Of course, the COP23 event got a lot of publicity in Ireland. I see Eamon Ryan, Irish, minister, leader of the Greens, he was over there. But there was more publicity given to the fact that he had about an entourage of about 50 people with him. And that seemed to have got a lot of publicity. But looks like a deal was done, but a lot more to be done. Yes, the single terrible word that still divides Irish people after 20 years. There's pictures in the Irish Times today of Roy Keane, 2002 in Saipan, when he walked out on the team and obviously went down as one of the biggest, most talked about events in Irish sport and history. Yes, lots of continuing publicity over allegations of abuse at some of the exclusive private schools in Ireland, including Blackrock College, and many other people have come forward over the last 10 days to complain about abuse that they received, and they've kept it quiet until now. So the government are likely to set up a public inquiry
that will investigate abuse, not alone at BlackRock, but some of the other high-profile private schools around the country, because there seems to have been quite a few people that were affected, but up until now decided not to come out and say anything. Fintan O'Toole, everybody found ways not to know what they knew. Decades of shame-filled silence and pent-up torment lie behind the whiplash of delayed reactions to the institutionally sanctioned abuse. So, yeah, that's in the Irish Times on Tuesday. And Fintan O'Toole, and he's written an excellent book that's available now in New Zealand. If you want to pick it up and read it for Christmas, I'll look it up now with this song's on and give you the name of it, and you can read it. But I've got it, I'm about to read it, and I'll be travelling home to Ireland for Christmas. Right, Stockton's Wing, and we'll go with this piece of music called Walk Away.
Pleasant to roam by the sunny shore stream.
and to hear the coo 'neath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moonkoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your water so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moonkoin. Oh, Molly, dear Molly, it breaks my fond heart to know that we two forever must part. But I think of sun and moonshine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moonkoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your waters so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moonkoin.
Right, that's a man called Pat Eli there singing the Rose of Moonkoin, and well, that's the song that'll be sung about the third week of July next year after the All-Ireland final. Kilkenny obviously will be without their great servant and leader for many years, Brian Cody, who stepped away from the team, I think, after about 24 years in charge. You're listening to Ireland Calling, and brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Now, the name of that book that Fintan O'Toole wrote, it's quite a good book, it's called We Don't Know Ourselves, and you can buy it here. That's in hardback at certainly some of the online places. I got mine through Mighty Ape. But Fintan wrote a pretty scathing article last week on abuse that took place, and he's taken issue now with a priest that was in the area where he grew up, Crumlin, who questioned some of the facts in his article last week. But he's certainly coming back with a vengeance today, and while he might have had one or two names wrong, he's certainly clear on what happened. A young man that was abused. So it's just more and more information coming out every day relating to terrible atrocities that happened in the past. As I mentioned before, everybody wasn't a rotten egg, but there was some people that priests and brothers that brought a lot of shame on their community. Right, have another look here at what's happening. Kevin McStay's first Mayo headache before a ball is kicked, but how can he keep Lee Keegan on board? So Lee obviously captained Westport to their first ever County Senior Football Championship title a few weeks ago, but beaten by Mike Cullen. And maybe Lee is wondering whether he's going to continue an outstanding footballer and a man that probably deserved an All-Ireland medal, but whether or not he can, you know, stick at it for another while and, you know, bring glory to Mayo. Of course, Mayo have a huge, big team. Kevin McStay, former Mayo player and manager of Roscommon for a while, but more recently a pundit. He's now, what do you call it, taking over the reins, and they'll be hoping that they can do good things next year. Of course, it's club, inter-club matches at the moment, then there's a bit of a break. But, you know, the teams will be getting together. They'll be doing pre-season training and everything. And, you know, they'll be back playing in the league again in February. What else happened? Looking at the Irish Examiner here. And Vicky Phelan's family plan a public celebration of her life soon. So that's something that people, I'm sure, will come out and support, and a chance for probably politicians and other people to come along and pay a tribute. There were some fantastic tributes paid to Vicky in the Doyle last week by all the political leaders.
What else has happened? There's a lot of bad news. Ukraine, certainly. Ireland has to take in another 15,000 Ukrainian refugees as part of the resettlement programme. And, of course, Ireland have their own issues with homelessness as well. But Ireland are stepping up to the mark, and hotels are being converted into places for these young men, especially young children and women who are fleeing Ukraine. And obviously Russia's tactics recently is to destroy some of the networks, the electricity networks. And as we can see in the news here, it's very winterly conditions over there at the moment with no end in sight. Okay, we'll take Paul Brady here in the lakes of Pontchartrain.
this could never be. For she has God's all over, and he's far at sea. She said that she would wait for him. True, she would remain till he returned to his Creole by the lakes of Pontchartrain. So fare thee well. Forget your kindness in the cottage by the shore, and at each social gathering, a flowing glass I'll drain, and I'll drink a health to me Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain.
Paul Brady there, and the lakes of Pontchartrain. And Paul grew up in Strabane in the county of Tyrone, and Brian Gallagher listens into the programme every week from there. And of course, Tyrone and Strabane was in the news on Saturday when, or maybe it was on Thursday night, a number of thugs tried to set off an incendiary device close to police officer's car. Thankfully, both police officers escaped injury, and three men, some in their 30s, I think, were arrested over the weekend and will be brought to justice for this act that they tried to do. Of course, you know, there's still a bit of a gap. There's no executive in Northern Ireland. The British government brought in, bringing in legislation this week to pass a law so that an election doesn't have to take place inside the next few weeks in Northern Ireland. Simon Coveney, speaking, I think he was in the States at the weekend, he said he was confident that a deal could be done between the European Union and the British government over this issue of protocol, which seems to be causing the main problem in the north at the moment. But I was just listening to RT Radio this morning. I was out for my early morning walk, and because of Brexit, you know, just getting small items from the UK into Ireland now are subject to taxes and levies and tariffs and everything. So it's not just the issue in Northern Ireland, but as people in the Republic buying stuff in Britain, they're subject to a lot of other taxes that weren't there before England or the UK left the European Union family. 2016, I think it was, when they pulled out. And it's certainly caused lots of issues over the last 6 years, not you know, least of all is the disruption to the peace process in Northern Ireland. And you know, the European Union and the Irish government and indeed Britain, they just want to make sure that there doesn't a hard border doesn't appear again in Ireland. This is what they're trying to avoid, but the politicians themselves need to, you know, come together now and realise they've got to move on. But it seems to be the DUP that are holding the job up at the moment, because they want this protocol to be resolved before they agree to you know, join the executive. Unfortunately, the way it works in Northern Ireland, the other parties, they all agree to get together and have a majority. They cannot form a government because the government has to be made up of the two biggest parties. So it's a bit of a joke. Right, let's go with a man that grew up in Derry, Seamus Heaney, and his little poem here called Postscript. And then we'll follow that up with Liam O'Flynn.
Postscript. And sometime make the time to drive out west into County Clare along the flaggy shore in September or October, when the wind and the light are working off each other, so that the ocean on one side is wild with foam and glitter, and inland among stones, the surface of a slate-grey lake is lit by the earth lightning of a flock of swans, their feathers ruffed and ruffling, white on white, their fully grown, headstrong-looking heads tucked or cresting or busy underwater. Useless to think you'll park and capture it more thoroughly. You are neither here nor there. A hurry through which known and strange things pass, as big soft buffetings come at the car sideways and catch the heart off guard and blow it open.
Right, well, many of us learned that tune on the tin whistle. That was Liam O'Flynn there with Fáinne Gael an Lé. Almost bringing us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. We'll go out tonight with Ronnie Drew and Eleanor Shanley with a couple of more years. But before that, just looking around at some of the other headlines in the paper, sadly not a lot of good news at the moment. Of course, there's lots of ads in all the papers now. You know, leading up to Christmas. This time last year, things were still a bit tight with the, obviously, COVID was around. All of us, we were still locked down in New Zealand till about the 3rd of December, I think, was when things opened up here. But certainly, things are much better now, though the numbers of people getting COVID here in New Zealand over the last week have risen significantly, 25,000 with the number of deaths. So be careful if you're out there travelling. I know people that will be travelling home, you know, you don't necessarily have to wear a mask, but I'm sure many people will still do that, you know, just to make sure that they don't get the damned COVID. Right, well, we'll leave you tonight, as I said, with Ronnie Drew and with Eleanor Shanley in a couple of more years. Thanks again for tuning in. Thanks to the Hugh Green Group. I'll be back again with another edition of Ireland Calling next week. Same time, same place for me. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.
It's just that I've spent more time. alive with my back to the wall. And I picked up a couple more years on ya, baby, that's all.
You're older, you'll smile.